Welcome to Hills I Die On.
Thanksgiving stinks.
Being old is awesome.
I believe twins should be separated at birth.
The Bachelor is the perfect way to find
love. Adults who like Disneyland are deeply unwell.
Hello, Hill people. I am very excited to be recording today because today we have a very, very special guest on with us. He is a brilliant writer slash showrunner slash director, the creator of several hit shows, including Our Flag Means Death and People of Earth. We also graduated from the same high school, which makes me feel special by osmosis, a true gift. Please welcome to the podcast, David Jenkins.
Hey, thanks for having
me.
I forgot about the high school thing.
Oh, you think I'll ever forget? The second we met and it like came to light that we went to the same high school, I felt such a like beautiful, like, oh my goodness, you did it and you left and you succeeded and it's possible.
My guy, that was Vince Vaughn for me, who also went to our high school. It was
Yes.
Vince Vaughn went out and he did it. And wow.
Well, great. So you were my Vince then. Also, have you met Vince?
I haven't.
Okay. He weirdly, this is very funny, but once a year, my old soccer coach from LFHS, wonderful man, he teaches telecom at the school as well. So he brings out a bunch of students for an LA trip who are interested from our high school in doing TV and film.
I will say, not that anyone will care about this, but Dave Miller, my telecom teacher at Lake Forest High School,
nice.
Is the reason I do this. And he was incredible. And we'd make little stupid sketches and learn how to edit and do all that stuff. And that guy changed my life.
No way. That's amazing. I did not realize you were also a telecom kid.
That yeah. Hell yeah, man. I was a dork. Still a dork.
I'm so glad. Anyone who ends up here is dork.
Mm.
The dork mm-hmm. energy is really a beautiful thing.
The dorks inherit the earth.
I'm here for it. I'm absolutely here for it. And in being a dork, you have created two very beloved shows, one of which has become such a hit. I absolutely like can't wait for season two. How has it been doing Our Flag Means Death?
How's it been just in general? It's been it's a dream.
Yeah.
It's a dream. I have pirate ships. Like where
yeah,
you go,
yeah,
you go to like other people come, like if you're on a lot or something, and then you go and you look around and all the other sets are like in a law office or an office in a police station or an office in a school. And then you have like this set that has like pirate ships in it. And that's,
you're so right.
Badass.
It's
like,
amazing.
Ah, we're really doing like Cecil B. DeMille style stuff here. Proper Hollywood.
That's so amazing. Where do you guys film?
We shot in the Hollywood of New Zealand, Auckland.
No way.
Is where we shot season two.
Amazing. Where was season one?
Season one was on the Warner Brothers lot in Los Angeles.
There were, you guys did all the pirate ships on the Warner Brothers lot?
Yeah, it was crazy. No. I had a golf cart with a pirate flag on it. It was sweet, sweet AT&T money in the last era of television where everything,
before
they went, wait a minute, we're spending what?
Why are we giving these people that money?
Wait a minute, what? It's a pirate comedy with Rhys Darby? Wait a minute, no.
With the pirate flag on your golf cart, does that legally mean that you're allowed to comedy or other golf carts?
I don't know if it was legal. I don't know if it was legal. Did it?
It doesn't matter.
It.
That's not the pirate's way.
Well, if it's, you know, you want it to be illegal if you're going to do it.
100%.
We went to the set of Young Sheldon and we just trashed it. We burnt it to the ground. I can say that now because Young Sheldon is off.
Right. Oh, yes. You can admit to arson once something gets canceled. I think that's the rule.
Chuck Lorre can't touch me.
Nope. It's a strike. You can't get Chuck Lorre. Calm down. It's a strike.
We're all on the same team now, friend.
We all want
benefits for everyone. We want a profit share for everyone, Chuck.
So I started a little fire.
He's cool. Amazing. He understands.
Yeah, I honestly, he might. He might understand. And he also might be like, one fire, chump change.
I think Chuck Lorre is far more of a pirate than me.
I love that very much. But good, I'm so glad. So how far along did you guys get in season two before, you know, the shutdown?
We were done. We're pretty much
you
done.
You are.
Yeah, mercifully. Amazing. Like, through editing, like, it's in the can, like...
Amazing.
All of that stuff. So, you know, now it just got down to, like, visual effects and things. And they're so good Great. That they basically do that themselves. They just show you
Amazing.
Something and they're
so
like...
So fans don't need to worry. We've got another season coming 2023 still.
Yeah, it's happening.
Very excited. And am I allowed to spoil on the top of the episode when it's coming?
October.
Potentially.
Yeah. This is really important to me. I'm actually having my first baby in September.
What?
And knowing that I have something to sit and watch in October is juicy, juicy news for me.
Are you going to be watching shit? Are you just going to be completely in baby land by then?
Of course, I don't know. I hope I'll be able to watch. I mean, from what I've heard, it's just a lot of baby laying on you and begging for a feed
okay.
early on.
Okay,
but I don't know. Do you have kids?
No, but I admire that job. You are about to embark on this journey.
Thank you. That's very nice. I'm a little nervous. And whenever I hear that the world is going to be going on in October, I'm like, this is good. This is good. There's things in October.
We put it in October as a motivational tool for you and your pregnancy.
Thank you. I knew you guys were pro maternity leave giving. That's
yeah, they wanted to release it on Pride. And I was like, no. We need to wait. We need to wait for Taylor's baby.
Okay, explain to me your hill. Go get in. Let's get into it.
The hill is that the AI robot apocalypse is going to be fine. Calm down.
Wonderful. I love framing something still as an apocalypse and then telling us it's all going to be fine.
Calm down.
I love this hill. I'm very intrigued. My first question for you. When you say AI/robot apocalypse, are you specifically referring to what we've personally been nervous about AI taking over like the writing industry, or are you fully talking about like, you know, the fear of like Ex Machina, you know?
I'm talking about like Terminator 2, like it opens with like a robot foot crushing a skull and the robot's got like a machine gun and the robot looks like it's been drawn on the side of a van in like the 70s. And then we're all like, oh no, what have we done? And I think it's overblown.
Okay, so you're not afraid that it's going to happen, or you think it's not going to happen?
Oh, it'll happen. it's going to be fine in the scheme of things.
So this is really, your hill is this is the best way to go, and we should all be okay with it.
Oh, it's a terrible way to go. It's a terrible way to go, but they're all bad. Any way you go is going to be bad. So
correct.
Cancer, bad. Old age, bad. Waiting for a long time to die of natural causes, like when you're gonna die, it's bad. It's just bad. Mm-hmm. So in the ways that you can go, you know, I don't know what's worse, living in a bunker and everything's been irradiated, and then you're gonna mm-hmm. try to live some Last of Us kind of a situation or something, and then the mold monsters are, I'm mixing my apocalypse.
That's okay. Side. I love it. This is one of my questions for you. So great.
But you know, or getting turned into fuel, like the Matrix, like the batteries for the you know, all those people that were asleep, they would have been fine. They would have been fucking fine.
You're right.
They would have had a totally, the robots actually made a pretty good life for them. In the Matrix, they didn't like, it wasn't like, oh, your fake reality is like, you're being eaten by bugs. Your right. fake reality is awful. Like, it was kind of, it's fine. It's peaceful.
So you have confidence that the robots will take over, but they will be just about it.
just, I don't know. I mean, what is just, but I do think that, you know, if it were, let's say, a Matrix situation, you know, where you were Joe Polito, and you were like, I'm okay. I know this is all a thing, and I'm okay with it. I this steak is not real, but I love it. It's delicious. I'd be that. I don't think I would like turn. I don't think I'd be a turncoat and a rat. But I mean, you know. In the scheme of things, as far as the robots, because look at the human response to that in those movies. It's a rave in space. I don't know. I would rather be plugged in as a battery for robots tasting a steak that I thought was real, blissfully unaware, than at a space rave in Matrix 2.
I do believe the ignorance is bliss mentality in this one. I think I would so much rather believe that my existence isn't that really what life is anyway, is just believing that our existence is what we want it to be.
Yeah,
and so I don't
or
disagree.
You're fully clued in, and then they're like, oh man, we're gonna have the space rave. You know how bad they all smell? That must stink. They're like in some undisclosed like outer space limbo, you know, doing whatever weird shit they're doing. I don't know. I think Joe Pants got the better end of the deal in that until that he got fried with a laser cannon or whatever happens to him.
So you'd rather go that way. You'd rather go with AI takeover, sort of not really letting us know they're taking us over, a la The Matrix, versus like a Melancholia, another, you know, meteor just comes and destroys us all at once.
Ooh, is that what happened in Melancholia?
Oh, spoiler alert to the Kirsten Dunst movie from 20 years ago.
I'm just like, oh man, I forgot to see that. I meant to see that.
The whole premise is like realizing that like a meteor is coming and is going to take you out completely.
But that's not robots. So, that's just a meteor.
No. I'm just curious if we're talking apocalypse and the best way to go.
Okay. I thought there was a twist and that the robots were behind the meteor. And that's
No, robots. I just on the topic of apocalypse.
I'm not going to see Melancholia. That you almost got me to see it. And I'm not going to do it.
I mean, you should see it just for Our Lady Kirsten Dunst. Everyone
great.
Should see everything she does.
I love if she is billed as Our Lady Kirsten Dunst, I'm in.
Moving forward, when I force her into anything that I make moving forward, that's how we will give her first
billing.
Well,
she is a fine actor, so I think she should be called Our Lady Kirsten Dunst.
Thank you. I completely agree. But yes, I was truly thinking, like, what would be the best and worst way to go, and then we'll get back to your hill. But was thinking, first I was like, oh, Melancholia sounds kind of great because then everyone's just wiped out at once. But then I have this little horrible need to be the survivor. Like, I feel like in my head I would somehow survive this and be stuck there. So it would be just me, last man on earth style, with like five other people.
That's the worst gig. That stresses me out. That's the worst. Who would want that? That'd be I want to be one of the people that survives to the almost end on Alien. It's like,
I don't want it. I just know it would be me. I know it would be me. I have made everyone I love promise to go before me. And because of that, I just know I will be the last one. So I'm like, I don't know if I trust that. I feel like it's tough. It's a tough ask, but Melancholia might be the closest that we get versus like zombie apocalypse, where I'd, you know, lose my glasses and be the first out. Like
that kind of a situation where you know it's going to be stupid. You're just going to be like, oh.
It's going to be stupid and it's going to be drawn out.
Yeah.
And you have to be like fighting for your life every second of the way.
It's just so stressful. It's so stressful. Like batteries. Batteries for the aliens. Fantastic robots, whatever. Aliens, robots. In those movies, they're kind of a hybrid.
Similar.
Terminator 2, though, I guess they killed everybody with nuclear weapons. And then there were some people that survived. And then they just had to, like, do a little cleanup.
Where are we at in thinking about, like, you know, the Megan of it all? We think, or the Ex Machina, like, robots that we make for ourselves taking over, or even her.
That's how it always starts, though. It's always like, oh, I can do this thing. Oh, this is
hubris.
Yeah. And then they're like, whoops. And then that's like the last 10 minutes of the movie is like, whoops.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Whoops.
We just wrote the act three of a movie.
Yeah. But this is just like the pandemic, you know, it was like COVID-19's out. Whoops. And then you had to live through, you know, 2 years of just obliterated and all these people that didn't make it out of it. And then, you know, with robots, it's just that on steroids where it's just like, oh, we passed the tipping point. Like to me, the climate change thing is like hard to be mad at climate. Climate's not like a really good bad guy.
No, we can be mad at humans who
can be mad at like, oh, we did it ourselves. But who wants to be mad at ourselves, really? Like, yeah. You are just kind of, we're all mad at ourselves anyway, every day. So it's like, you're kind of like, oh, this is just like more of this. This is just my negative self-talk made manifest. And it's destroying everything. Robots, you can be like, that fucking robot, man. I want to kill that robot. Even if we did it. Like, the James Cameron movies are good because he made a humanoid. It's like the robots aren't going to make a humanoid form for themselves if they can replicate themselves, because it's the dumbest biological structure that we have a spine and walk on two legs. Like, that's the most inefficient. They're not going to be that.
What are they going to look more like?
It's going to probably look like that stupid Matrix thing that's just like an octopus. Like, that you can't really, you can't
more do, that than like animal, like four legs. We're thinking no, we're thinking eight legs.
That Boston, that General Dynamics dog, that robot dog.
I hate that dog with all my heart.
It'll be that.
You think so?
I think so.
Creepiest looking thing that ever has been created by mankind.
There's like no head.
No, that's uncanny valley is so real with that creepy thing.
It is like not close enough for it to be accepted into my lexicon.
But it's so fun to hate.
Absolutely.
Visceral. Like, I don't really hate that I feel for that shape. Is like a great bad entity. I can't even say guy, because
so,
what is it?
So I will agree with you. So I will agree with you in that, in terms of calming down about the AI apocalypse, it is nice to have a common enemy. It brings humans closer to have a common enemy.
Yeah.
In every capacity. So we could be going, even though we're all going to go, it could be like a temporary moment of peace where we all agree.
I think so. It's better than zombies. Zombies are like, again, zombies like a climate thing again, because you know it would be a climate issue that caused it. And then you're like, we did this to ourselves. And the bad guys are really us, ultimately.
Well, and they are, because they're the people that we love turning into zombies and attacking us.
Yeah.
Did you watch The Last of Us?
What is that?
The Last of Us. It's the zombie show.
I haven't heard of that.
You've been deep in production.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I don't know.
You're kidding.
I saw it. Yes, I saw it.
I was like, I refuse to believe
those guys. They loved each other. They loved each other. They made a life together, and they lived.
They really lived. They did. It was so beautiful.
It was beautiful.
It really was beautiful. Thank God. I truly had a moment of being like, wow, production must be really challenging.
Yeah, I don't know. What happened? Is the pandemic over? Who's president? Is Trump still in?
Okay, wait. Other questions for you, re-AI. Before it gets to the apocalyptic level, most of us are afraid that AI will like automate so many things that it's going to lead to like mass unemployment and accelerate the wage gap. Do you believe that that's like the first step in everything?
Of course. Yeah.
Damn it. So do you believe that our jobs are at risk? Do you think that we're striking?
Well, here's in the larger scheme of things, probably. In the shorter scheme, I think a writing job is hard. And I think an executive job is hard. I think that an executive job is more easily done through AI than writing a really good script. So, and their jobs are hard. And stressful. So I do think that when the entire food chain is threatened by AI, people are going to look at that and say, well, I don't know, though. Yeah, eliminate these people over here. But, you know, you can't. I mean, picking hits based on an algorithm using metrics. I mean, only a human can do that. Like, no.
Yeah,
I agree with you wholeheartedly. My only fear with that, though, is that the money is still at the top. So I guess lower level executives are at risk, but higher level executives feel like they're going to keep their shit jobs, even if it can be automated. Because otherwise, what's happening? Are the writers making the AI the boss? Like, are we using them as our execs?
I think that we'll have AI watching the shows. So the AI will be making the scripts, making the creative decisions, and then the AI will be tuning into the shows when the AI is exhausted from its long day at work.
What do you think AI's favorite show on TV would be right now?
Law and Order.
Why?
It just can go on forever. I mean, it's
because it's a structural marvel. They're gonna have no notes
peaceful.
On it.
It just chills you out. It just chills you out. I only see it when I go to like a, you know, a laundromat, or I'm somewhere where it's like a public thing and it's a thing that's on the TV, and it's like, that's AI is like, would love. There's something very just like, it's like white noise.
That's so funny. Okay, that in mind, do you think AI will then want to turn the entire industry into just Law and Order, like comedy gone, we're all just making Law and Order for the AI? Or do you think it'll chill them out and let us do what we want for a little bit?
I think that it could be that everything essentially becomes Law and Order, like throughout the world. Like that's the AI revolution when it takes over. It's just to create that kind of Dick Wolf calming like hum, where you're just like, oh, all right. The first part's a murder mystery. The second part's a moral mystery. And then you're just like, ah.
There could be worse. There could be worse.
That's what I'm saying.
For sure.
It's super soothing. If you're getting killed to that, maybe it doesn't feel as scary. Maybe you're just like, you know what? I'm going to stay tuned in just to see what happens with the prosecutors and how they're going to handle this.
Fair. Absolutely fair. Do you, my next question for you, do you feel like AI is, as it is right now, a good tool for writers? Or do you feel like it's something that is still so far out that it's like not really?
I don't know what it is. I don't get it. I mean,
I feel the same way.
Right? It's a cool thing to write a story about.
Right.
It's like stories about Y2K. We're like, oh. And for anyone that is older than like or younger than 40 right now, Y2K was the thing at the year 2000 where everyone, I'm still trying to get my mind around what it was supposed to be. It was like something, the computers aren't programmed right. No one thought that the millennium was going to happen. So everything will stop at the stroke of midnight and planes will fall out of the sky and we don't know what'll happen.
The only thing that I remember is that it was like a date thing. It was like the date was only made to handle up till 19. And so I was like, it's an issue with date. I mean, listen, at the time I was also like, I'm going to do a back walkover into the new millennium. So that's the age I was. But I was like, huh. So we think because it can't make a two when the first wasn't programmed to make a two, the world's going to end.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they were like, and then it was like so catchy. I mean, that was like the pop hit news article of the time. It was like, oh, you can dance to the beat of this apocalypse. So let's write a billion stories about it. And then what happened was nothing.
Yeah. I mean, similarly, I feel like I also remember it was like the Mayan calendar said the world's going to end a few years after. And that was like the next one. We're always looking for something to fear.
Yeah. That Mayan calendar has gotten this so many times.
A lot. And it's gotten us a lot.
Yeah. Who's the other one? It's not Rasputin. It's the Nostradamus.
Oh, yeah. There's been a lot. There's been a lot of reasons. I will say one of my questions for you, the game that I had for you is that, you know, the way my brain works is that if I'm not like lightly too overtly overstressed about something, like I'll turn to dust. So I think as humans, we need something to, you know, sink our teeth into, whether it's fictional or real, and that's just like how our brains go.
Yeah.
So my question was going to be, the game was going to be, if I shouldn't be afraid of AI/robots, am I allowed to be afraid of blank?
Oh.
But it sounds, well, you want to play that game?
Sure.
Okay, great. Well, I was going to say, it sounds like I should still be afraid of AI and robots.
Well, we're just going to lose. So it's just like, calm down. It could be worse. It's going to get out of control. And then, you know, the AI is going to make other AI. And the robots will make other robots. And there will be like a robot Donald Trump.
You do believe that they will create, it will be like AI will create like this sentient evil, you know, general.
I think
engine.
AI will create other things that freak AI out. And they're like, whoa, what? Oh, no. Oh,
then it could turn to infighting among AI while they leave us peasants.
It's just going to be like this all over again. They're going to make the same mistakes.
So there's no chance this turns into like a Her situation where they just become too evolved for us and flee.
They'll become too evolved for us, but not too evolved for itself. which it will just be totally annoyed at everything that happens, and then it'll start to be baffled by itself, and then it'll be like, oh no, what?
So, okay, well, in that case, it might just turn into this existential stoner. Like, why would it go to violence?
Yeah.
There's a chance we could be saved by the fact that it just freaks itself out and becomes this, like, society of just,
it's
like,
gonna
insecure.
It's going to be disaffected. It's going to get into weird music. It's going to start doing counterculture shit. It's going to be like, man, I don't want to have a job. I'm going to grow a really long beard and wear a wool hat. It'll be the AI version of that.
So AI is just moving to Portland. The rest of us have nothing to fear.
Well, we'll be dead. But
I don't understand why we have to. I'm looking for a scenario where we don't have to die.
Oh, that isn't going to happen.
I'm looking for a scenario. You think it's no matter what, we're fine.
That's why you're all spun out about this.
Of course I am. I thought I was coming into, like, don't worry, Taylor. It's not going to happen.
No, you're a goner.
And I'm like, damn it, Taylor.
You're a goner. No, it's happening. Just calm down. Like, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. It's not going to work out for the AI either.
It's just going to be oblivion.
Yeah.
All right. My question for you, do you think AI is going to get us before aliens?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. Yeah.
Oh, okay, great.
I do. I don't... I think aliens are going to steer clear of this mess.
Interesting. So you think aliens are actually more evolved than AI?
Yeah, or they've developed their own AI that's already destroyed them, and that's why we haven't really had encounters with aliens that we can talk about or have on video. And all these people can be like, yeah, we do. And it's like, we don't.
Of course.
We don't.
The People of Earth guy doesn't believe in aliens or does believe
I
in
want
aliens.
To, man. I want to so bad, but I don't know. I mean, I kind of feel like in that show, it's an alien invasion, but the aliens, like, it's just a job.
But I love that take. I love that take because it's, like, such a lovely, benign take on, like, because we, again, like, the AI, we all believe that they're going to, like, fully fucking destroy us. And yes, the lizard people, you know, there's the bad ones, but then there's also, like, the kind of gentle ones.
Well, we always think they're so competent. And then we always have movies where it's, like, they don't wear clothes in a lot of the movies, which is, like, well, wait a minute. They don't have body shame. Like, I don't believe any of this.
Too evolved.
Yeah, and if you're evading...
I believe that if they're evolved past body shame, then they're evolved past this need to take over.
No one evolves past body shame.
Well, but do you think they evolved past the need to, like, take over the world then? Like, that feels like such a human, like, masculine, like,
that's
we need to have territory. So it's like, why? What's the need to masculine and get territory if you've evolved past body shame and don't need clothes?
That's right. That is interesting. You should probably be really chilled out. Like, what are you compensating for?
Exactly. In which case, you probably have body shame.
Well, they've fucked up too. If they're at the place where they're like, okay, we got to take over this weird planet, and stuff's not going well at home.
Right. Correct. There's not some, like, peaceful, and maybe that's why we haven't seen them, because they figured it out. So their world is actually, like, cruising, and they're like, nah, we don't need to bother with these other guys.
I mean, maybe AI will do that too. Maybe AI will create super therapy and it'll chill itself out and be like, I don't need this.
I just needed to hear that maybe out of your mouth. Now I can sleep soundly.
Yeah. Maybe we'll all figure out our mom and dad issues and, you know, we'll all be good because of super therapy.
I would take super therapy. So actually, one of the articles I was reading to prepare for this was about AI taking over therapy. And how would you feel about that? Do you feel like you would need human? Do you feel like you need a human therapist, or do you feel like you would ever consider
it? I mean, if it's good, I'd consider it. I'm skeptical.
No offense, Kelly. I love you. Assuming my therapist is listening to my podcast. If my therapist isn't listening to my podcast at this point, she's out anyway.
Wow. Wow. That would be a whole lot. That's going to be super awkward. You're going to find out.
Kelly? No, I better find out.
Well, you will either way.
Yes. I'm not going anymore.
That's the upsetting thing that you've just done to yourself, is you will find out.
Will, cut it out. I'm not brave enough to know the answer to that question. Okay, great. So you think that AI will get us before aliens. Do you think AI will get us before we get ourselves with nuclear war?
Oh, yeah. I don't think we have the guts to get ourselves with nuclear war. I really don't. I don't think, like, if we've been doing this since the 60s, 50s, I don't know. It seems like maybe our heart's not in it.
I love that take. That is a great, wonderful take that I would rather go by AI than Hiroshima any day.
Well, I mean, Terminator is both.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And that actually is a big fear when I was looking up these like biggest AI fears. Obviously, you know, we have the fear of mass unemployment, the fear of, you know, this sentient evil Trump like general emerging from the AI side. And then the other one is that we basically create them for mass destruction and start using them to attempt to hack. And then they become, it's more like AI used for government control, and then it takes over and destroys us.
Yeah, I mean, by Trump, I mean just somebody who's incompetent and a blowhard. Yes. And has stupid hair. Like, there's not competence. They're just like, oh my god, this fucking guy, look, he looks walking around like he shit his pants, and like, when is he gonna go away? Like, they'll create that, the version of a reality television star that everyone just placates until they finally lock him up. That'll be AI will create that for itself.
It's not unlikely, since again, a reminder, humans are building and designing AI. So we are creating them. So there is a chance that that hits first before it learns, you know, to just chill out.
Yeah.
That's phase two. After they wipe us out, that's when they become.
That's when they have to deal with their own problems. And they're exactly. Like, oh no, we wiped all the humans out and we're still not happy.
Oh man, we're just creating another version of ourselves. Are we AI? Do you think we are the result of wiping out a different race of humans?
Yes. I mean,
and they created us. It's called
America.
Yeah. So true. So true. I mean, we had the Neanderthal before us.
You know, in a way, it's not that different. And then we get programmed to do certain things, like the modern wedding ceremony is like based on like Queen Elizabeth's wedding ceremony from Bumpteen O Bumpty. And it's like, we don't even know why we do the steps that we do in a modern wedding scenario. We don't even question it. It's just, so that's programming of a sort.
Oh, absolutely.
Now that we finally have the jargon to talk about internalized X, Y, and Z, there's so much programming for us to do and undo.
Yeah, yes. So this is just more esoteric programming, I guess. I don't know.
All right. So you are anti the Bill Gates take. Bill Gates came out with an article that said he believes that the age of AI will actually bring spectacular improvements to healthcare, education, art, and business.
I don't know that that's wrong. I don't know that that's wrong. I mean, why? Why does that have to be wrong? I mean, Bill Gates has also done very, very well. I'm not sure that, you know, to your point, Taylor, I think there is a bunch of people who will have their jobs replaced by AI who might not have as rosy a take.
Sure. I mean, similar to the Industrial Revolution, right? It's like another form of evolution.
Yeah. But, you know, I also don't want to be a farmer. So I'm
correct.
You know, there's give and take, I guess. But yeah,
he did make a point that calmed me down a little, that was like, if this does, you know, if and when AI does replace jobs, he says that he's never seen, you know, there's only two times in his life where he's seen technology be as like incredible and earth shattering and life-changing, and the other one is obviously the computer, and everyone was afraid that it was going to automate you know, a lot of different jobs, and it did, but in doing so it also created a ton more jobs. So he actually thinks that every time that, and similar to the Industrial Revolution, it
without,
actually ended
without
up creating
the internet
more jobs.
You wouldn't have been able to sell your old Beanie Babies and action figures. You would have had to go to a swap meet or a market. There, without, imagine a world where there's no Etsy. Where do you sell all your little bags?
Can't, won't do it. AI will preserve Etsy.
It'll just be more areas that we can sell weird things that we've collected that we shouldn't have had.
Incredible. I really love that. All right. So we believe there's a chance that we can use AI for good, at least first.
Yeah, before it spins out of control and annihilates us. There'll be like a period where we're like, oh, cool. Okay. Wow. Oh, the brooms will carry the pails of water for me? Well, this is great. This can't go wrong.
I do like that version. I do like the version where we create AI robots to just do all the hard stuff, and then we all just get to live peacefully and make our art. And that feels so much nicer.
Do you know how much art sucks? Like, you don't want everyone making art.
But there's going to be a lot of
shitty art out there. That's what it's going to be like. Oh, man, we could all make our art, but then you have to go look at all your friends' art now. And then you have to so be like, true. Oh, yeah, it's cool. I really like it. And that's going to be really hard. And
are you familiar with the comedian Chris Fleming?
Yes, I love Chris Fleming.
Okay, I love him. Hilarious. I do not know him personally, but I don't know him either.
He's great.
Great. But he has an amazing music video that he made during the pandemic that gets stuck in my head and that we play all the time. And it's basically about how when the pandemic hit, it's called Normies Getting Creative. And it's about how everyone, not just artists, decided that it was time for them to start getting creative. And it was like, great, you jump into this and I'll jump into like public planning. Like, I highly recommend watching it. And if you're listening, Google it immediately because it'll get stuck in your head. And one of my favorite parts is, sorry for the spoiler, he has it's like a friend sends him their first script and the characters are named like Boy One and Girl One. And then he just gently goes, not ready for notes. So beautiful. Oh, it's so funny. So my husband and I say that to each other regularly when we send each other like 45 page pilots being like, can you just look this over? Not ready for notes.
Yeah, I'll totally read that. Yes, that's an apocalypse to be scared.
That is a scarier apocalypse than just having ended all.
Everyone in your life wanting notes on something they're just toying around with, and then also everyone wanting to go out to coffee with you to pick your brain.
Listen, I know it happens to you a lot, but it's probably just because everyone wants to just get a little picking.
It's the sweetest thing. It's the sweetest thing. That phrase, pick your brain, is the worst phrase. Awful. Just in general, that just the idea of somebody picking through your brain. And then the offer to buy coffee is really sweet, but it's also like, this could be a Zoom.
Oh, 100%. Which I've made them. I've started to turn mine into Zooms. I think with the conception of Zoom, if you can see each other's faces, you can read body language.
I started
as a hot tip for when, because look, I had so many lovely people who helped me when I first started and were willing to, you know, do the coffees or let me ask them about like what Final Draft even is. Absolutely. So I try to do the same thing when people ask me. And so I know you do the same thing. I know you do. But what I started doing is I would invite them to come on my walks around the Silver Lake Reservoir, which takes approximately 45 minutes.
We will start at
the coffee shop. We will get our coffee. We will do one loop. I will get my walk in. And then we have a natural ending point of thank you so much for meeting me. Yeah. It was so nice to meet you. I'll read whatever. Send it to me. Ooh. Great. Well, you've really been doing a fantastic job of dying on this hill. How are you feeling?
I feel dead, man.
Good. You feel good and dead. So this is really what gets us before the AI takeover. Would you be a little disappointed if you died before the AI takeover? Or would you be relieved?
Kidding me? It'd be fucking sweet to get out of jail. Like, I don't want to. Who wants to be here on the last day on Earth?
Yeah, no. Listen, was this a conversation we had before we decided to have baby? Absolutely. Is this kid going to have to defend himself in the water wars? 1,000%.
It's so narcissistic to think that you, of all people, are going to be here at the very end. Like, the odds of that in the whole scheme of human existence, that you are going to be the last one, like, getting your gun and going to war with the... It's not going to be you.
I need to be very clear. I don't think I'm getting the gun and going to war. I think by bad luck, almost a la Last Man on Earth, there's no reason that they should have survived, and yet there they are.
There
and
I is feel a like form of narcissism like, in that level of belief in bad luck, too.
Oh, of course there is. It's like, of I'm course marked. There is.
I know it's me. When I think it's just in really... None of us are.
Don't we all
be
believe that we're
enough?
The center of our own universes? Let's be. The universe doesn't exist once I don't exist. That's Plato. That's
it is. Yes, it's baby boomerism 101, man.
Surprise! This is where I come out as a boomer.
Wow! I knew it. I knew it, boomer.
That's amazing. I love that very much. I also will say, just on the in the hopes of a calming conversation to a degree, I do like the idea that there's absolutely no chance that AI will take over in our lifetimes. So everybody listening can rest assured you might lose your job. But no, I think, you may not.
I think it'll mostly take over though.
Oh, you do? You just told me you did.
I mean you're saying degrees of takeover.
Okay. So, God damn it.
Are you
okay,
saying
so
full on, like, I'm saying full on Terminator hellscape, a giant robot with a massive gun steps on a skull, and there's another flying robot behind it, and you're like, oh,
sure,
no.
Not in our lifetime.
We're not going to miss that. We're going to get all the intermediate stages.
Okay, and the intermediate stages being?
Just, you know, the things where we're like, oh, this is fun. Oh, well, I guess it is better. Whoops. And then there's maybe a mushroom cloud.
So we're going to get to the act two twist. We're going to get to whoops and then lights out for us. Yeah. And then our next generation will deal with that.
We might be in like the midpoint where it's, Sarah Connor is. I don't know if this is a midpoint, but it probably is.
Yeah.
Where
yeah,
she's fun. Holding on to the fence and they're at the playground. And then it's like a mushroom cloud. And everyone's like, huh? That's where most of us would get to.
I'll take it. That feels like a great moment to exit, to exit scene. So I'm there for that. David, you've done a fantastic job of dying on this hill.
Oh.
Are there any last words that you would like to share just to make sure that you're feeling, you know, good and dead?
Yeah, just, you know, get a margarita. Take a walk.
Life's short. Get a margarita.
If you don't drink, they're doing amazing things with mocktails.
It's really wonderful.
It's great.
They're really crushing it.
If you do drink and you want a break, have a mocktail. If you go to the right place, they're delicious.
NA beers are also actually having a real
moment in the sun.
Yes.
NA Coronas, highly recommend.
Really?
Weirdly hit the spot.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, so that's good, right?
Let's see AI do that.
I mean, AI will be able to make a non-alcoholic beverage.
Within 13 seconds. I guarantee they're already. We're already plugging in.
It'll be weird.
Better recipes.
What? It'll be weird. It'll be a weird beverage. You'll be like, oh, it's pretty good.
Because we're going to find out AI are all like grape guys. They're all the ones who like want the banana Laffy Taffy.
It'll be like the Law and Order of beverages. It'll be like, this is really good. It's totally adequate.
Yeah, it's... Status quo.
Yeah, it's fine.
Quenches thirst, is fine, has ingredients.
I'm perfectly content. Maybe not perfectly content, but this is fine.
Incredible. Beautiful last words. And with that, I'd like to read you your eulogy. You ready for it?
Ooh, yes.
Perfect. We've gathered here today to celebrate the life of David Jenkins, who tragically died on the hill of the AI/robot apocalypse is fine. Everybody calm down. David is survived by a number of wonderful projects, including Our Flag Means Death Season 2, premiering on HBO Max this October. Fantastic spoiler. You can follow David's legacy on Twitter at David_Jenkins, J-E-N-K-I-N-S _. And Instagram at DVID Jenkins. Again, that's DVID Jenkins. David, we're very grateful for your time here on this podcast and on this earth. May you rest in peace long before act three of the dramatic AI takeover.
Oh, I love that for us, for both of us. Maybe both die before act three.
Fingers crossed crossed if all goes accordingly. Thank you.
I love you, Taylor. Thank you for having me.
Hey guys, thank you for listening to Hills I Die On. If you like what you hear, don't forget to like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review letting us know what you think. You can also follow the podcast on Instagram at Hills I Die On Podcast and on Twitter at Hills I Die On. Follow me on Twitter/Instagram at I'm Taylor Cox. Thanks again for listening and hope to see you next week.